This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that everyone's doing well on this day, this evening. If it's Sunday, you tuned in on Sunday. I am grateful to God that you have taken the time out of your busy day to get ready for the new week, to listen to me. If you listen to me on any other day of the week, I'm still grateful for you, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday. I am so grateful to God for you all. I want to thank everyone for listening to last week's program. If you did not listen to last week's program, after you listen to the service, scroll on down the screen and just pick I believe the sermon was Under Reconstruction. That is a powerful message that you must listen to at your spare time. I also want to thank those who have been listening to our 5 minutes of inspiration, which we've been doing mostly every Monday on our YouTube page and pretty much exclusive to the webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. For those who want to check that out, you may. We're also on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram for that. If you're connected to my socials, you may have already received that or seen that. Amen. I'm grateful to God for you all for doing that. This week's inspiration, though, will not be on Monday. This week, it will be on Wednesday. So we're going to give you a midweek inspiration due to scheduling and time constraints, not able to get that message out or get that program out for you on Monday like we normally would. But don't worry. We're going to have it ready for you for Wednesday. Wednesday, because that's one of the toughest times of the week, when it's hump day. But in the meantime, guys, I want to just thank God for you all. I'm praying for everyone out there. I'm praying for all my friends, all my family, all my loved ones, even my enemies, my frenemies, and even people I have not yet met. I'm praying for all of you because, quite frankly, we all need prayer, whether we mention it on a prayer line, if we put it down for prayer requests, or we just keep it to ourselves thinking that God cannot hear us. But guess what? God hears our heart. He hears our cries, whether we believe it or not. Amen. Just want to let everybody know this month is a very, very special month. This week alone, there's two great events happening, and pretty much I believe they happen one day apart from each other. This week, my parents are celebrating their wedding anniversary. I believe it is their, ooh, boy, I got to think about this one. Their 48th. Anniversary, 48th wedding anniversary. That'll be on the 18th, 48th wedding anniversary. I'm so grateful to God for them, because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here. Amen. And the next day, on the 19th, we're going to be celebrating. I even know it says we've been doing 13 seasons, at least, of Safe Haven. I just want to let you know that this is going to, on the 19th, this week, is going to be the 6th anniversary of Safe Haven Podcast. Yes, I know we have 13 seasons, but you know what that means? That means within the 6 years, we've been going through some things. I did not want to have one season be about 100 episodes, and then we do another one, and then we do another 100 and this and that and that, and we would have messed up the numbers. So therefore, but don't worry about that. This week is going to mark our 6th anniversary as a podcast. I'm just grateful to God for everyone who's tuned in, everyone that's going to tune in, every preacher that is set aside time to come on here and bless us with a word, a message from on high. I am grateful for all of you. I'm praying for everyone in each of their ministries. I'm praying that God continues to bless them. I'm praying for you who continue to listen no matter what, because quite frankly, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Amen. I want to also send out a special shout out for everyone who has not listened yet. I want to let you all know, if you want to give to this ministry, give to this podcast, in order to keep this podcast going, keep it growing and keep it flowing, you can reach out to our Cash App at $BrianPewsley. It doesn't matter how much you give. If it's a dollar, that's awesome. If it gives up to $1,000, that's even better. Or whatever the Lord has placed in your heart, if it's more or less than that. Amen. I'm grateful for you one way or the other. So without further ado, guys, I'm going to get right into the message so I can let you get back to your day, get back to your evening, so I can get back to my day, get back to my evening, and be able to just relax, rest, and decompress and get myself ready for my next stage and my next chapter. Amen. So today we're going to be coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, going to be reading verses 11 through 13 and verses 17 through 19. Once again, that's Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 13 and 17 through 19. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told him this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even though the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger, I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, regaining your senses. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just want to thank you for the message in advance. We want to thank you for the messenger that is about to bring forth this word, O Heavenly Father. I'm praying right now also for every minister and every preacher who had to preach today, O Heavenly Father, or preach this week, O Heavenly Father, depending on what time of the week we are listening to this. Right now, just use me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty me out of my spirit and fill me up with my Holy Ghost. The words I printed down, oh Heavenly Father, on a page, oh Heavenly Father, put it in my heart, put it in my soul, put it in my brain, put it in my tongue, so I can give to the masses, oh Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, for those who are aware of this story, this is the story of the prodigal son. I'm not sure if I need to go into detail too much about the prodigal son. You should know the parable that Jesus told. This is one of the many parables he told. And he told about the son who wasted his wealth, but then came back and was welcomed back again with open arms. Amen. But today, we want to focus on a few things. One of the reasons why I wanted to start off, I wanted to highlight the first couple of verses, because I wanted to set the table for you, because I know many people don't always have a Bible in hand, and a lot of people don't know the story. But I do encourage you to read this entire text, Luke chapter 15, in its entirety, so you can understand it, get the context, get the nature of it, because a lot of the followers wanted to know more about heaven and what it was like to worship God in the way that Jesus was trying to teach, or actually wasn't trying to teach, but was actually preaching. Amen. So, but right now, we want to focus on a few things. I'm going to cover the first three verses for you so you understand, set the table, so to speak. Yes, Jesus wanted to illustrate a point a little bit further, because he talked about the parable of the lost coin. He talked about the parable of the lost sheep. Man, If I had time enough, I would talk about the lost sheep, because quite frankly, a lot of us are lost sheep. You know, if you think that a preacher can't be lost sheep, well, think again. This preacher's been a lost sheep a lot of times. And even other times, I've been felt like I was a lost coin. And even in this case, today's case, I feel like the lost son. I'm not talking about lost son to my parents. I'm not talking about the lost son to a spouse or something. I'm talking about a lost son to the Lord. Amen. I feel like I have lost my way sometimes. You know, I've been all over the place. I've been all over the city, the nation, the world. And here I am going from church to church trying to find a home and then can't really feel comfortable in any place. Maybe it's because I don't belong there or whatever the case may be. Or little did I know, maybe the Lord was trying to tell me something. The Lord was trying to say, Brian, I got a better spot for you. And you know what? That spot is where you are right now, doing exactly what you're doing, saying what you're saying, preaching what you're preaching, because and teaching what you're teaching, because that is what I called for you to do. Now, sometimes I don't feel like that, because when I'm sitting in a church, nobody knows my name. Nobody knows who I am. And if they do know who I am, they don't know whose I am. Amen? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel a little lost because I feel like I let the Lord down, amen? I feel like because I didn't go to seminary and get all the degrees and sat in all the other churches and all the other pulpits and actually stayed in one place longer than a few years, that maybe I missed out. Maybe I screwed up. Maybe I lost my way, amen? And you see, from this point on, maybe it was because I was like the young son that Jesus was talking about in verses 12 and 13, where the younger son, where it says in verse 12, the younger son told his father, I want my share of your estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. And then verse 13, this feels like me right here. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there, he wasted all his money in wild living. Let me translate that into today's terms. And let me even translate it even more so into what Brian went through, what yours truly went through. A few days after I became a preacher, matter of fact, a few years after I became a preacher, I packed my belongings and said, Pastor, I'm out. I'm going to this place and you can't stop me. Amen. And I went to that distant land. I can't say I wasted all my skills, all my talents, all the learning, but I wasted time. Amen. I wasted a lot of time. I thought that I knew what I was doing. I thought if I went here, I would, at this certain place, I would be moving on up. And I'm not sure if I was going to the east side with George and Wheezy, but I was moving on up. At least I thought so, until later I learned that they didn't want me there. If they did want me there, I'd still be there, amen? But I wasn't supposed to be there. I was supposed to meet the people that I met there and learn a few things. That is true. I learned some lessons. I didn't just go there and learn nothing and did nothing. I did all that I could to be all that I could be, amen? But it just wasn't meant to be, amen? If I had known that then like I know it now, I probably would have left sooner. But you know what? If I had left sooner, I would have missed my blessing, amen? Because you know what? That is what the Lord called me to do. He called me to go there. Now, it wasn't all on me. That's right. It wasn't all on me. I did my part. But they didn't do theirs, amen? You need to turn to a neighbor, if you have a neighbor, and say, did you do your part? Woo-hoo! Did you? Because you know what? I'm not mad. And nor should you be. And whatever you're going through in your life, if you're going through a situation where you feel like you're lost, this is one of those times when you need to step back and just tell God, thank you, because I'm still here. Amen? Because every time you wake up, every day you wake up, it's another opportunity to fulfill the purpose that he has given you. If you don't know the purpose, this is a great time to get on your knees and ask the Lord, what is my purpose? What is my motivation? Amen. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can, and I ain't even gotten warmed up yet. Hallelujah. But you want to know what? That leads us to the first point. We've all strayed from our path. I'll say it again for my note takers. We've all strayed from our path. Think about that. Wherever you are in life, where were you before now? Amen. Where were you before? Was this always your set journey? Did you always set out to be a lawyer? Did you always set out to be a real estate agent? Did you always set out to have your own business? And if so, what happened before you got to where you are right now? Did you have to take a detour? Did life give you a detour? Did you have an unexpected pregnancy? Did you have an unexpected death in your family? Did you have an unexpected bump in your education journey? Did you have to briefly take a break from school in order to do a few things to get your life in order before you got to where you are now? Amen. How many of you can answer that question? Let me tell you about my story to get to where I am right now. I had to drop out of school. It's not because I wanted to drop out of school. I wanted to go through school. I wanted to finish school. I wanted to go to seminary. Amen. I wanted to go to that big seminary downtown. I'm not going to tell you the name of which one it is because I don't want you to get a puff of your chest out and say, that's my alma mater. Or puff your chest out and say that you should have chosen my alma mater. Amen. I'm just going to say that was my goal. But guess what? I had a different goal even before I was called into ministry. I had a goal to be a filmmaker. Amen. I went to the biggest school in the Chicagoland area, the best school that had the best this, the best that, and even coughed out a couple of Oscar winners, a game show host, and a few other notable names that you probably didn't even know about. Amen. But guess what? The Lord showed me a detour. He may not have thrown a detour in the way, but a detour came for me anyway. I got kicked out of the school because my grades weren't the greatest. It wasn't because I wasn't trying. It was because I was quitting. I was giving up, and I didn't even know I was giving up. Then I went to another place, get my grades back up. I got them back up. I was ready to go back. But guess what? Ran out of money. Amen. Couldn't get any money. Had to start trying to find jobs. And every job I got was a crappy job after a crappy job after a crappy job. And somehow, or some way or another, during that time, I was working on my call in the ministry. Amen. And you know what? I realized that doing what I'm doing right now, preaching, was what I was called to do. That's right. About 21 years ago, I finally figured it out. And once I finally figured it out, here I was on the road, and I was going to do it at the big church, but the big church didn't know who I was, didn't care who I was, wasn't thinking about who I was, didn't want to see who I was, didn't want to call to say, what's up, because I want to know who you are. They just said nothing. They left me out to dry, and I've got nothing against them for today. I've visited that church many times. Matter of fact, I'm a member of a few of their sister churches today. So that means I'm not worried about them. Matter of fact, I took my nephew when he was here visiting. I took him to that church. I'm not going to say the name of that church. I'm just going to say that I took him to that church. And he was impressed with that church and that minister and that pastor. Now, please know, that pastor wasn't there when I was going there. But that's okay. He was still impressed, and so was I. Amen. But at the same time, I felt lost. I felt lost, and another minister picked me up and got me going on my way, ordained me, licensed me, and you know what? That was okay for a while, but you know what? I wanted more. Amen. I wanted to do more. I wanted to be more. I still wanted to go back to school, but here I am sitting around trying to get back into school, and nobody wanted to help me. Nobody wanted to point me in the right direction. Then I had another friend who showed me the way. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't know what your story is. I know you're sitting here saying, what does this got to do with the scripture today? Well, let me tell you something. This is my testimony within the scripture, within regaining my senses. Somebody showed me and told me about a special program. Now I did my research on the program. Now I said, now I need the job. I need the job to be able to pay for all this stuff. Amen. Because I can't always put in for scholarships. I'm not sure if I get a scholarship. I can't bank on all that. I need a backup plan. Amen. And here I am doing all that. I got a good job. Had it for a while. And I lost it for a minute. Then I got it back and kept it for a longer while. But what happened, you want to know? I couldn't find the time to get back into school like I wanted to. And it's not my fault completely. It is the fact that I had hours that would not coincide or correlate or corroborate or collaborate with my schedule. And that was all right, because that was before COVID. That was before we started doing more online stuff, more Zoom stuff, and all those good things where we could learn from home. Amen. Now, Guess what? That means I could do it today. Hallelujah. I will too. But right now, that's not the story. That's not the testimony. I'm trying to tell you, I strayed from my path. But I didn't stray too far because I'm always looking where I came from. Amen. I'm always looking back and going forward at the same time because I understand that in order to get to where I got to go, I got to respect and reflect on what I've been through. Amen. That's a message for somebody right there. But now, here we go. Here we go. Going to read a few things, a few verses here. Going to go into verse 17. When he finally came to his senses, this is the prodigal son, mind you, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am, dying of hunger." You know, we're going to stop right there. I almost wanted to go somewhere with that. This is something that leads us into the second point in today's message. After you realize that we all stray from our past, think about this. And this is what the young man learned. And I'm about to tell you what he learned. This is the second point. Even relocation can't cure your pain. Woo! I'll say it again. Even relocation can't cure your pain. For some, relocation is a great thing. Don't get me wrong. Relocation could be great. It could be a new start, fresh start, a new beginning. It's a lot what a lot of us need in our lives, and that's why a lot of us take vacations. But if we actually feel the need, the desire, the pull to move to a new location, that's great. But if you're still doing the same things that made you want to relocate in the first place, this is a message for somebody. Even if you're doing the same things that caused you to relocate in the new place, that means you just created the same reason why you left the place that you left in the first place. Amen. If you went from ghetto to in one city to the ghetto into another city, let me ask you a question. What changed? And the only thing you can tell me what changed is your address and your zip code. Amen. That's the only thing that's changed. Now, if you went from the ghetto in one city to the suburbs in another, that's one hell of a change. Amen. Yeah, I said hell. That is one hell of a change. You want to know why that's one hell of a change? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Because here's why it's a different change. That means you went from one lifestyle to the next. Now, if you take everything that you learned from your old lifestyle into the new lifestyle, guess what? You're going to make the new lifestyle feel like the old lifestyle. And therefore, your relocation is null and void. Amen. You're just in a different place with the same issues. Now, that's just like me moving from my parents' house to where I am right now. Now, if I brought bad habits with me from my parents' house to my house, then my house is no better than the house that I left. I'm not saying my parents had bad habits or nothing. I'm just giving you an example about if I had some bad habits. If I didn't do this and I didn't do that, guess what? I'm going to do the same things I didn't do that. If I didn't wash the dishes, which I used to not do in my parents' house, if I didn't wash my clothes, which I didn't used to do, if I brought all those bad habits to where I am right now, I'd still be lost soul, amen? Because I wash my own stuff now. I understand the need to do that. I feel good when I do it now. I said to myself, I wish I had done it sooner. But that's me. Now, that's my relocation pain. In other words, if I stuck to the same issues, the same things, the same traits, I'd be lost. Amen. I don't know about you. Why don't you take my name, take my story out, put your name and your story into it, and let's see how good you are right now. Let's see if your relocation has done you better. I hope it's cured your pain, but I'm hoping that you cured yourself before the relocation. Amen. That's the point of this point. You got to cure yourself before you move away. Before. Yes, you got your inheritance. That doesn't mean you go out there and just go wild like this young man did. Amen. You can do that if you want to. But guess what? Where's the money coming from afterwards? It didn't seem like this guy was really working very hard after he got his inheritance. Amen. He was living off his daddy. But he was also smooching off his daddy because, you know what, after he got what he wanted from his daddy, he moved on. And then he realized after he wasted all that his daddy had given him, he realized he was missing something. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's a good thing. See, in verse 18 is something. And 19, I'm going to read the verses. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the point before we get into verses 18 and 19. And the third point is after we've strayed from our path, and after we realize that even relocation can't cure the pain, guess what? When you repent, you'll reset your path. Oh, I'm going to say that again because I know somebody just said, hallelujah, I feel it. I hear it in the system. When you repent, you'll reset your path. Verse 18 and 19. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. 19. And I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant. Get a load of this. Verse 18b and verse 19a. I'm going to tell you something. For those who have never prayed before in their lives, that's a prayer right there. If you need to have a prayer, if you need an example of a prayer, I'm giving it to you right here. It's right here. Saying, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. And I am no longer worthy of being called your son or daughter. Get a load of that. Get a load of that. That's something. That's a prayer right there. Because I saw it like that. I've probably read this scripture about 1,000 times over in my life, heard other ministers preach on it, but I ain't never heard it like this before. I ain't never seen it like this before. Maybe it's because I've been talking with somebody about prayer these days. I've been talking about trying to teach someone how to pray. And when I read this, I realized something. That is a prayer right there. Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. Father, forgive me, for I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Amen. That's it. That's all you got to say. The Lord already knows your heart. And in this case, this young man was coming from his heart because he realized something. He just didn't realize, in this case, he was talking to God. Amen. You don't realize that lost and worthless son, that prodigal son, as we call him, that is you and me. We strayed away from the Lord. And guess what? We realize that in our relocation to try and get far and far away from what we have come up where how we were raised. Now, some of you weren't raised in the church, but you were raised around somebody who was good and raised around somebody who was holy. You may not understood what they were saying. You didn't understand what they were praying. Sometimes they were talking in the tongues. Sometimes they were just talking and you didn't understand. Maybe they were talking King James talk. Maybe they were saying the thys and the thous and you didn't understand why and the hows. Then get a load of that. And now the Lord has made it plain for you. He turned the thys and the thous into yous. All right? He made sure that you understood what was being said and what was being prayed. Because guess what? You started to go through it yourself. Amen? And you realize that prayer is the key. Prayer. What does prayer mean? I am so glad you asked. Because get a load of this. This is what prayer means. It's a conversation with God. Amen? I learned that in a Bible class. Oh, a long time ago, and it stuck with me to this day, and it's going to stay with me to the end of my days. That is a conversation with God. That's all it is. That's all the prayer is. We all think it's something more and grandiose. No, it's not. Well, it can be grandiose, depending on how you feel inside, but get a load of this. All it is just conversation with God. Hey, God, what's up? You know, it's about as easy as saying that, or just saying, hello, God. Hi, how you doing? You know, we go into the proper circumstance and say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. You know, we saying that because we're trying to put a little good spin on it. But get a load of this. You don't have to always put that good spin on it. That's only the formal version. The informal version is when you're in your prayer closet, you can talk to God however you feel comfortable talking with God. He's going to listen to you no matter what and no matter how you put it. He would just love for you to just say, God, please forgive me for all the things I've done. And show me the way. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm happy right now. You know, maybe today when I was in church. Yes, I went to church. I always go to church. I don't always go to the same church every week. But this Sunday, I went to church. And at first, the message was striking me in a way that I didn't want it to strike me. It was striking me at one point on one end of the spectrum. Then on the other end of the spectrum, it was hurting me. And you know what? I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to go. I was ready to go. And then I ran into a young person on my way out the door. They caught me. And I was glad they caught me. Because this young person, I had known when she was a teenager. I was one of the youth ministers at the church she spent part-time growing up at, in addition to the church she's at now. Because her grandparents went to the church I was a minister at, and she's going to the church that I fellowship with until I became a member. And she introduced me to her son. And you know what? The beautiful thing about that is it moved me. It touched me. It captivated me. And you know what? I was just like, my. We've come a long way. She was so happy to see me. I was happy to see her because she was one of the people that came to me one time when I was at the lowest of my lows. When I remember when I was going through a real stroke, a real trying time. And they were telling me, she was one of the people that told me how much they looked up to me. Amen. And it reminded me at the point where I was ready to say goodnight to the ministry. Yes, today I was going to say goodnight to the ministry. God sent me an angel. He sent me an angel to remind me of why I am doing this, why I was called into this ministry, why I sacrificed about 20 years of my life doing this thing called ministry. Amen. Now, somebody may not understand that, but guess what? That's my testimony. And I'm so grateful to God that God placed that angel in my path, because I was about to stray and go away and probably never come again another day. Amen. This could have been my last sermon. But you know what? I praise the Lord that today ain't the last day. Hallelujah. Because I just got rebooted once again. And I know that some days I wonder who's listening. But whoever's listening, I am grateful for you, because you are the reason why I still do this. Amen. That person is the reason why I still do this. The next generation that they're raising is the reason why I'm still doing this. I may not be as popular as the next pastor, but that's okay. I'm popular in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. The Lord sees me. The Lord is going to bless me. And that's all that matters. As the preacher was saying, I should not worry about what other people are saying or what other people are thinking or what they're going to think about or what they're going to do when they don't see me doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Guess what? Maybe I'm not supposed to sit in that pulpit. Amen. Maybe even in my mind, I'm not supposed to preach in that pulpit. I'm just supposed to learn from the person or persons that are up there. Amen. If the day comes when I'm called, I will be humble. The day comes, I will be prepared. When the day comes, I will have the notes ready. But until then, I'm going to continue to do what I do and stand on what I'm supposed to be standing on. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Just remember, in regaining your senses, you got to remember that we've all strayed from the path. Not just you. Not just them. Me too. We all have. Amen. We've all strayed. You got to remember, no matter where we go in this world, it can't cure us from our pain if we're not cured ourselves. And also, when you repent, your path is reset. That means we're back at the clean slate. It's not a complete start over, it's a do-over. Amen. You ain't starting completely over, you're just doing this all over again, and you're going to do it better than you did before. Remember that. And you're going to be A-okay. Word of God. For the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now in advance for the message and the messenger, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just use this word right now to bless somebody, to touch somebody, oh Heavenly Father, because we need you more than ever, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we just want to say thank you. We want to thank you in advance for what you have already done and what you're about to do, oh Heavenly Father. So we're grateful. We give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen, and praise God. For those who are interested in ministry, and do not have a church home, now, here's the beautiful thing about Safe Haven. If you listen to us every week, and you share this with all your friends, family, and loved ones, you leave a message, you drop a couple of dollars here and there, once in a blue moon, you're already considered a member here. Amen. You just continue to help grow this ministry the best way you can. That's how you do that. That's how you help Safe Haven grow. But if you're in the Northwest Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, guess what? I have connections for you. So if you want to be connected to the ministry in a certain church or whatnot, I will connect you. I'll connect you with a couple pastors here and there, and they will definitely help you walk through it. Because there's nothing wrong with praising the Lord online, but it's also even better if you're in community with others. Amen. One day, Safe Haven will have its own place. Have its own place for you to actually come to and worship, so you can be able to grow with all of us together as one body. But guess what? This ministry is not just, this is a stopgap for you. This is a wait station. This is a rest stop, amen? I'm the rest stop minister. In other words, if you're unable to get to your church, guess what? You have a church right here to listen to me at any time of the week, any time of the day, amen, or night. We're always here, 24/7. That is the beautiful thing about Safe Haven. I'm just so glad to be here for you. And I'm going to be here as long as the Lord wants me to be. Pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Yes and yes. So guys, before we go, just want to remind you all to donate to our Cash App at $BrianPewsley. Want to remind you that our 5 minutes inspiration is going to be on Wednesday this week instead of Monday. I also want to remind you guys to just continue to pray for me, because I'm going through things. Some days I can make it, some days I can't. Some days I feel like I can't go through it anymore, but guess what? Today is a good day, and I'm grateful to see this day, and that's all I can say about it. Right now, guys, I'm going to let you go. As I pray out, I pray for everyone out there that's going through something. Guess what? We're not alone. You're not alone. I'm with you and I'm praying over you every day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now. We want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Hopeful and prayerful, oh Heavenly Father, that you just continue to lift us up and keep us going, Heavenly Father. As we dismiss from this place, we want to make sure that we never dismiss from your presence, oh Heavenly Father. Keep us going this week as we continue to give your name the praise, glory, and the honor, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank God, and I will definitely see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.